NBC News holds a unique place in broadcast journalism. It's the only old-school network news division that clings to the concept of journalistic impartiality, yet also has a sister cable channel in MSNBC that has found ratings success with a primetime ideological tilt, in MSNBC's case, to the political left. The distinctions can get a bit tricky, as NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Savannah Guthrie is seen as a rising star within NBC News. You can see her on NBC Daily as a White House correspondent.
There's not a lot of good news in this poll for the White House. Gushing oil, persistent unemployment, the real problem.
Or as an anchor of a weekday morning political news and interview show on MSNBC.
The end of an era and potentially a problem for the president's Wall Street reform plans.
Usually, she's paired with her colleague Chuck Todd, though on the day I dropped by MSNBC's Washington Bureau, she was hosting the show solo. As a reporter or host, Guthrie says her mission is clear.
I can tell you what my goal always is to try to think of the one question they'd rather not be asked, just to see what they would say.
Guthrie is a graduate of Georgetown Law who passed the Arizona bar in 2002 with the highest marks of anyone that summer. But she had also worked in local TV news, and after a stint as a lawyer, she joined Court TV covering the trials of Zacharias Moussaoui, Louis Libby, and others. She jumped to NBC, reported on the 2008 presidential campaign, and now her bosses say her promise is unlimited.
I'm constantly blown away by her range.
That's NBC News President Steve Kappas.
She's had a very quick rise within the organization, has absolutely earned respect every step of the way from nightly news to the Today Show to MSNBC. And those are different clients looking for different things, but she's been able to do it.
In fact, MSNBC can be a very different client. Her show appears at 9 a.m. Eastern, but the primetime hosts who pay most of the bills, such as Keith Olbermann and Rachel Maddow, all can be found somewhere on the political left. It puts Guthrie's work under extra scrutiny.
I know what everybody says, but to me, we just do straight news, and no one has ever asked me to do anything other than that.
And Guthrie and Kappas both say it'll stay that way. Thanks to Charlie Gibson and Katie Couric, network TV stars no longer have to choose solely between softer news or harder-edged fare. But now, to advance to the big leagues on cable, many anchors find themselves adopting a sharper and often ideological tone, which leads former CNN and ABC News correspondent Charles Bierbauer to offer some advice. Bierbauer is now dean of the Communications School at the University of South Carolina.
This is what I teach students here. Keep your biases to yourself. I don't want to know what they are when I go to the news. If I want opinions, I go to the editorial page or I turn on one of the political food fights. But I know what I'm getting.
Not necessarily so, says former CBS News Senior Vice President Marcy McGinnis. McGinnis is now an associate dean of journalism at Stony Brook University in Long Island. She says the top-rated opinion hosts, the Bill O'Reillys and the Keith Olbermans, blur the lines.
I think the format looks like news. You've got anchors. You've got people talking to reporters in the field. And I think that viewers might be taken in by the fact that it looks so much like a news show that they might not be able to differentiate necessarily the opinion.
Or differentiate the news. Over at the Fox News Channel, where the most dynamic opinion hosts are all somewhere on the political right, anchor Megyn Kelly is another rising star. But her tone can be quite sharp. Recently, she tore into Fox's own Democratic analyst, Kirsten Powers, over an incident involving members of the New Black Panthers at a voting booth on Election Day 2008.
He is.
But Megyn, I didn't say it wasn't voter intimidation.
You're putting words in my mouth.
I didn't
say
it wasn't voter intimidation.
Don't make me cut your mic.
It sounded more like Kelly's tryout to be Bill O'Reilly's understudy than just another day behind the anchor desk. NBC News President Steve Kappas says he's very careful not to push Savannah Guthrie in an ideological direction. He says it would be a waste of her talent. But Kappas is also not apologetic about MSNBC's mix of political news and talk with ideological primetime programming. As he acknowledges, it took a long time for his cable channel to hit on a successful formula. David Folkenflik, NPR News.